Stopping in today, it's Jason Ives. He's kind of the one that's putting this together. He's kind of the coordinator and director of the first annual Cornhole Tournament. It's going to benefit the Billings Chapter FFA, looking at about a week away. That'll be February 7th and 8th. That'll be over at the Metro Park Pavilion. Good morning. Nice to meet you. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's see here. We've got the new Billings Chapter FFA. You want to kind of talk a little bit how this started?
Absolutely. Started out at the Career Center this year in the egg class. My daughter's in it, and her teacher was wanting to do some fundraising to send these kids to the state and national convention.
Sure.
Costs a lot of money to send these kids to this. And I came up with this little tournament here to raise money to get these kids to that convention. It's very important for these kids to be there.
Be able to get involved state and federal and national level.
Absolutely.
You bet it is. A sanctioned event, is that right?
Absolutely. This is an ACL sanctioned event. A lot of people really don't know all about what cornhole is about. A lot of backyarders think they know and think they're good. But when you see these guys that are coming in from all over, out of state, Colorado, South Dakota, Wyoming, North Dakota, all over from Montana, Idaho, we got some big-time players coming to this tournament. Believe it or not, five of the top 10 in this state are right out of Billings, Montana.
Really?
Right here. We got some really good guys and girls that play. We play twice a week here in town. It's a big thing. And people don't realize how big this has gotten. This is now an Olympic sport.
You're kidding.
No.
All right. Tell us how it works. For those that are listening, I'm a little familiar with it. You got the bags. You're throwing for the holes on the board. That's kind of what I know. Usually somebody's having a beer.
Absolutely. Obviously involved. That's keeps peace at times.
You bet, you know? It does. So how does it work for those aren't listening?
Absolutely. So you got two boards. They're 27 feet apart. You each have four bags. If you land it on the board, that's 1 point. In the hole is 3 points.
Okay.
Obviously, max at one time is 12. But a lot of people don't understand scoring in cornhole the way it really is done. It is the first one to 21 and cancellation. So if you got a guy that throws a four-bagger, which means throws all four in the hole in one shot, that's 12 points. Well, if the other guy throws three in the hole and one on the board, that's 10 points. Well, that other guy only gets two. So you're on defense a lot, but you also want to get your points.
All right. Again, Jason Ives is in. We're talking about the Cornhole Tournament. Let's start with next Friday night. What do we got going on? I know you want to take a few minutes on this.
Absolutely. On Friday night, we got an open blind draw doubles. Anyone can play in this. You just come. It's $20 a man or woman. And you enter in. We'll put everyone's name in the computer, and it'll spit you out a partner. And you could get lucky and draw one of these pros and have a great partner, or you could not
draw
so
me.
Lucky. It'll be a really fun tournament. The payout, obviously, is a percentage of the pot.
Okay.
We'll be paying out 40%, and the other 60% will be going to the FFA program.
All right. Friday night, then we head in. This going on all day next Saturday, then?
Correct. Start early in the morning. Entries are at 7. We'll start with the open singles tournament. You're all on your own there. It'll be a fun tournament. It'll be big also. And then at probably noon, 1 o'clock, is the competitive doubles tournament. This is the big one. This is where you'll have the pros here for this tournament, or those of you that think you're a pro, I welcome you into that tournament also. That's a guaranteed payout there. For an $80 entry for your team, you got your shot at winning $2,000 at that tournament.
Very cool.
And then after that, it's called the tailgate doubles tournament. That's for those that don't quite think they're that good to throw against the pros. You throw in that tailgate doubles tournament. I do want to make something clear, though. If you are throwing in the competitive pro doubles tournament, you cannot throw in the tailgate tournament. That is really meant for those that are trying to get better.
Sure.
And
learning it, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Anybody can enter?
Anyone can enter.
Anyone can enter. All right. And, of course, we know how the money will be used to help get them out to their gatherings that go on throughout the year. How do we get registered?
Well, you can RSVP at BigSkyCornhole@gmail.com. But doors open at 5 o'clock Friday, next Friday, February 7th, and you can enter at that time. We ask you to show up early because we will close it probably about 6:45 p.m. so that we can get everything drawn up and teams drawn.
Sounds good. Sounds good. As we wrap it up, a couple of sponsors you'd like to thank make this happen?
Absolutely. Briggs Distributing, huge. Twisted Tea, my sure. major sponsor. The Boot Hill Inn, giving us a great rate for all these guys and girls coming in, just right across the street from the Metro.
You bet.
Also, would love to thank Bill Dutcher over at Metro Park.
Great guy.
Great guy. Helping me out. We're putting this on in the pavilion building at Metro Park. A wonderful venue. There will be no complaints there. Tiny's Tavern will be there with your adult beverages.
Okay.
And Lester from out at Cowboys Bar and Huntley will be there with food. It'll be a great, great tournament. I hope to see you all there.
Sounds good. Nice to meet you. Let us know in the future if we can help out again getting the word out about anything for that new Billings chapter, all
Thank
right?
Thank you, Nick.
Happy to do it. Jason Ives, my guest this morning, inviting you out. The first annual Cornhole Tournament benefit for the Billings Chapter FFA next Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th, like he said, at the Metro Park Pavilion.